Have trials and tragedies invaded your life and discouraged your faith? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
The test of your Christianity is not, do you praise God in the sunshine? The test is, can you praise God in the rain? Can you praise God when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death? Can you praise God when the bottom drops out? Can you praise God even when your spouse says, I have found someone else, I want a divorce? Can you praise God even when the doctor's report says you have stage 4 cancer? Can you praise Him when you get the pink slip at work, you have lost your job? Can you praise Him when the stock market crashes and you lose everything? That's the big test.
This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, who this week is in a series designed to help you avoid sticking points that happen in our faith that keep us from growing and maturing in faith. Could that describe you? We're specifically going to learn today how to take frustrating and sometimes debilitating trials and tragedies and process them biblically. We do that by learning from the Old Testament story of Job, the poster child of trouble, tragedy, and trials. His life and response to struggles is going to help us understand why they happen and what they can teach us when catastrophes strike. Today's lesson is from the 4-message series, Sticking Points, Overcoming Obstacles to Faith, and it's our special thank you gift for your support of any amount this month. More on that later, or you can go to fromhisheart.org. Open your Bible now to the Old Testament book of Job as Pastor Jeff brings the conclusion to this lesson entitled Trials and Tragedies.
Here's our question for today. How are we to make sense? How are we to process the trials and tragedies of life? I want to share with you 3 insights from the life of Job, from the book of Job, to help you, to help me process those trials, those tragedies that come with life. Insight number 1, trials and tragedies are an inescapable part of life. You're never going to be able to elude and evade trials and tragedies. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, told his disciples, in the world you have tribulation. Now, you mark it down, trials and tragedies, they surely come to all people. No one is immune. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how successful you are. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how much fame you have. Trials and tragedies, they surely come to all people. The book of Job tells us in Job chapter 5, verse 7, man is born for trouble as sparks fly upward. It says in Job 14, verse 1, man who is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble. Now, they surely come to all people. Secondly, they often come without warning. They came to Job without warning. Has that ever happened to you? You know, one phone call can change your life. One car ride can change life. One doctor's visit can change your life. Bam! Out of nowhere, it comes. Life is fragile. Trials and tragedies surely come to all people. They often come without warning. Sometimes they come with severity, and they always come with questions. And the questions start flowing in chapter 3. 5 times Job asked the question, why? He didn't understand. Didn't make sense to him. He is an upright man. He fears God. He walks with God. He didn't understand. And he asked the question, that the common question that most of us ask, all of us ask when we're experiencing trials and tragedies, why is this happening to me? What have I done? Why, God, why has all this calamity come into my heart? So the very first insight, trials and tragedies are an inescapable part of life. Second insight, trials and tragedies are an important test in life. It's a test. Job is being tested. We know that because we read Job chapter 1 and Job chapter 2. We know that. And the book of James says this, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance." Trials are a test. And so God tells us, hey, when you encounter a trial, when you encounter a tragedy, when you encounter some anguish and some difficulty, put it in the plus column, consider it all joy. That word consider is an accounting term, which means you put it in. It doesn't mean that it is all joy. It means you consider it all joy. You consider it an asset and not a debit, a plus and not a minus. Put that in the joy category. Why? Because it's a test of your faith. Now, behind the scenes, unbeknownst to Job, God and Satan are having a conversation. Job doesn't know this. And Satan says to the Lord, "Does Job fear God for nothing?" The only way you get followers is by buying them off, because no one would follow you for you. They just follow you for stuff. You take away the stuff from Job, and let me tell you what Job's going to do. He's going to spit in your face. He will curse you to your face. God says, "You don't know Job." He won't do that. And the challenge is on. The test is on. And here's the thing. Job doesn't know any of this stuff is going on. He just knew he got up one morning and his whole life crashed. That's all he knows. Hey, tragedies and trials are an important test in life. And you remember this, there are spiritual realities that you and I are not privy to. There are things going on in the heavenlies that we don't know about. Job didn't know this. Hey, could it be that you and I will go through trials and tragedies and we never know this side of heaven what was going on in the spiritual realm? Because God didn't give it to us. God didn't tell us that. See, there are spiritual realities we're not privy to. But remember this, in your trial, in your tragedy, in your temptation and difficulty, there are spiritual limits that God puts on the devil. And there are spiritual opportunities that we have before us in the midst of the test. Now, anyone calls himself a Christian can praise God when everything's going well. The test of your Christianity is not, do you praise God in the sunshine? The test is, can you praise God in the rain? Can you praise God when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death? Can you praise God when the bottom drops out? Can you praise God even when your spouse says, "I have found someone else, I want a divorce"? Can you praise God even when the doctor's report says, "You have stage 4 cancer"? Can you praise him when you get the pink slip at work? You have lost your job. Can you praise him when the stock market crashes and you lose everything? That's the big test. The best sermon that we can ever preach is not from a pulpit per se. It's when you're going through the furnace of affliction and you're still praising God. That gets people's attention. Hey, trials are an inescapable part of life. Trials are an important test in life. And then insight number 3, trials and tragedies are an invaluable teacher in life. God uses trials and tragedies to teach us things that we wouldn't know any other way. Now, Job's 3 friends are operating under a premise that Job himself operated under that is a kind of a general rule premise. And the general rule says this: if you sin against God, if you disobey God, you're going to have difficulty and trouble. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, the way of the transgressor is hard. And Deuteronomy chapter 28, the Lord gives the blessings and the curses. And God says, if you follow after me, I'm going to bless you. If you disobey me, I'm going to curse you. And you're going to have difficulty and you're going to have problems. That's a general rule in Scripture. And that's the rule they operated under. That was under their theological framework. But here's the problem. It's not that way exclusively. And so they said, well, Job, look at your life, man. I mean, who's ever had problems like you've had? Nobody. Here's the deal, Job. You got hidden sin in your life. You need to fess up. You need to come clean here, because there's no way all this has happened to you if you're so righteous. And Job said, I don't have any unconfessed sin. I don't have any hidden sin. Hey, I don't even have any lust in my heart. I've made a covenant with my eyes. How then shall I look upon a maid? I haven't done any of this stuff. They said, well, you're lying. You have done that. And Job said, I haven't. And see, they said this to Job. They said, hey, all this has happened to you because of discipline. God is disciplining you for your sin. And Job says, no, God isn't disciplining me. God is destroying me. It's come upon me not for my discipline, but for my destruction, because I'm innocent before God. And then there's a Johnny-come-lately friend. His name is Elihu. He's younger. He comes on the scene in chapter 35, and he says to Job, hey, this has come upon you to direct you to God. You need to look up to God. And these difficulties have come for your direction. And then God comes into the picture. And God is going to let him know, this has come upon you for demonstration, because this is going to show the devil that you serve me for nothing, and also for discipleship. This is going to strengthen you. This is going to help you. But see, Job didn't know any of that. All he knew is, I'm trusting God, I'm obeying God, and the bottom has dropped out. And then when I cry out to God, he doesn't answer me. And Job finds himself in the dark. Hey, you mark it down. We can learn the deepest lessons in the darkest times. We don't like dark times, but we can learn the deepest lessons about God in the darkest times. Because in the darkest times, you find that Jesus is not only necessary, but Jesus is enough. Because that's all you have. He takes away everything else, and you find what's really there. Look what Job said in Job chapter 23. He said, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come to his seat, that I might go to where he is. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I can't perceive him. When he acts on the left, I can't behold him. He turns on the right, I cannot see him. Have you ever been there where you're searching for God, you're crying out for God, and God doesn't answer? And Job is saying, God, where are you? How come you're not answering me? I need to talk to you. I need to know why this is happening to me. And there's nothing. God is silent all through the book of Job until you hit chapter 38. It's kind of interesting if you look at the book of Job, the way it is set up. In chapters 1 and 2, you have prologue. And in chapters 3 through 41, you have dialogue and monologue. And then in chapter 42, you have epilogue. So prologue, dialogue, monologue, epilogue, that's the book of Job. And it's a series of discussions that Job has with his friends, his three friends. They're going back and forth. And then Elihu steps up and he talks for three chapters. And then God comes on the scene and God breaks the silence in chapter 38. But until God comes on the scene, Job's in darkness and he doesn't understand. He's angry. He said, God, you've wronged me, Job 19. Verse 6, you've wronged me, God, because I didn't deserve any of this. He's in the dark. Maybe you're in the dark today. Maybe you don't understand. God does his greatest work in our darkest times. It says in Job 38, verse 1, then out of the storm, the Lord Yahweh spoke to Job. Out of the storm, out of the whirlwind, the Lord revealed himself to Job. You know what that makes me think of? That makes me think of Matthew chapter 14, when the disciples are in a boat and they're in a storm, they're in a windstorm, and the waves are rocking the boat, and it's dark. It's in the fourth watch of the night, the darkest part of the night. And the scripture says, then Jesus comes to them walking on the water. And you know how that story ends, with Peter getting out of the boat and walking on the water with Jesus. That story ends this way. They get back in the boat, and the scripture says the disciples worshiped him. And they said, of a truth, you are the Son of God. It was in a storm. It's in a dark time. And so God reveals himself to Job in this dark time. And Job's been asking God a lot of questions. And God asks Job questions. This is what God says. Job 38, beginning in verse 2. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now gird up your loins like a man, and I will ask you, and you instruct me. Where are you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. Who set its measurements, since you know? Or who stretched the line on it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who enclosed the sea with doors? When bursting forth, it went out from the womb. When I made a cloud its garments and thick darkness its swaddling band, and I placed boundaries on it, and I set a bolt and doors, and I said, thus far you shall come and no farther, and here shall you your proud waves stop. Have you ever in your life commanded the morning and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked be shaken out of it? And God just comes at Job with question after question after question after question. I looked this morning and saw that there were 70 questions from God in Job 38 through Job 41. 70 questions. Job's asking God questions. And then God turns the tables and God starts asking Job questions. And what God is showing is, Job, you can't answer my questions about the physical realm, because God asks him a lot of questions, science-related questions, about physical things, about animals and such. And he says, Job, if you can't answer the things that you can see, how are you going to understand the things that you don't see? What is God trying to do? He's trying to get Job to see, does the clay have any right to say to the potter, why have you made me this way? And the answer is no. Does the clay have any understanding of what's going on with the potter? No. He's a lump of clay. He doesn't understand the potter. So while we ask why so much of the time, why is not a good question. The whys belong to God. The hows belong to us. How? God, how do you want to use this in my life? I'm not on your level. I can't understand what you do. And that's what God is showing Job. You can't answer any of my questions, but you're trying to make yourself my equal, like we can have a powwow and you can understand what I'm doing. You can't understand what I'm doing. So why don't you just trust me? Job responds to God and it says this, then Job answered the Lord, I know, Lord, that you are all powerful, that you can do everything you want. You ask how I dare question your wisdom when I am so very ignorant. I talked about things I did not understand, about marvels too great for me to know. You told me to listen while you spoke and to try to answer your questions. In the past, I knew only what others had told me, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. So I am ashamed of all I've said and repent in dust and ashes. Oh, I've heard of you with the ear, but now my eye sees you and I repent in dust and ashes. Did you know when people see the Lord, that's always their response? Isaiah chapter 6, in the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord high and lifted up and I said, wow. And then I saw myself and I said, whoa. Woe is me, I'm in trouble. Job sees the Lord, wow. Then he sees himself, I repent in dust and ashes. Peter, on that day when the Lord told him to put down the nets and for a catch, and he said, Lord, we've been fishing all night, caught nothing. He said, do it. And so he did it, and he caught so many fish, it began to sink the boat. And in the midst of flapping fish and sinking boats, he saw Jesus. And he said, depart from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man. So himself, Job, who was the greatest of all men, he said, I repent in dust and ashes. He learned things about God that day that he wouldn't have learned any other way. We can learn what Job learned, and that is this, that God alone is worth it all. God alone is worth it all. God alone is enough. Hey, when you think of the joy in your life, where does it come from? You say, well, it comes from the Lord. My joy is in the Lord. He's my source for joy. How do you know it's not in your kids? I'll tell you one way you can know it's not in your kids. If you lose your kids, If your kids are taken, do you still have joy? Because if you, when you lose your kids, you lose your joy. Your joy was in your kids. You say, well, no, my joy is in the Lord. How do you know it's not in your money? One way you can know it's not in your money, if you lose all your money, you lose all your wealth, and you lose your joy, then your money, your joy was in your money. That's why when the stock market crashed in 1929, what did people do? Businessmen were doing swan dives out of buildings. Why? Because all their joy was in their money. But when everything's taken away and you still have joy, then you know my joy is in the Lord. And Jesus is not only necessary, he is enough. And Job showed the devil, without even knowing it, that he served God for nothing. He served God because he loved God. That's why he served him. Listen, if you're going through trials and tragedies right now in life, and you're asking the question, why God? And you are focused in on the things that you don't know and you can't know. And your three friends or however many you have, and when they speak into the situation, they can't know either. Let me encourage you to do this. Quit focusing in on what you don't know and start focusing in on what you do know. This I know, that my Redeemer lives. This I know, that he is good. This I know, that he loves me. And I don't understand everything that's happening to me, but I know that I can trust him. And Job said in Job 13, verse 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
The heart of our Heavenly Father is truly tender toward his children. And no matter what you might be going through, no matter what, you're precious to him, and he loves you so much that he's willing and waiting and wanting to walk through those dark times with you. May God comfort you and use today's message to strengthen you. You heard part two today of the lesson called Trials and Tragedies. It's from Pastor Jeff's timely series, Sticking Points, Overcoming Obstacles to Faith. Hey, what keeps you from growing in your faith? Maybe the more critical question is this: what keeps you from having faith in God's love for you at all? Could it be tragedies in your life, or shame-filled guilt, or just the hypocrisy that you see in so-called religious people, all of that keeping you from turning your life over to Christ? Or perhaps you have some other sticking point that is keeping you from trusting God. Well, you're not alone. There are a lot of people like that, and that's why Pastor Jeff is offering his four-message series as our special thank you gift this month for your support of any amount. The series, Sticking Points, Overcoming Obstacles to Faith, and is available on a USB flash drive, digital download, CDs, or DVDs. And with that gift, we'll also send you his timely booklet called Not Guilty. Both will help you overcome the sticking points that are keeping you from the intended relationship that God created you to have with him. To get sticking points in the booklet, call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org. Pastor Jeff receives no income from this ministry. He is our chief volunteer. So God bless you for helping us tell the world about God's great love found in Jesus. When you do go online, we also hope you'll sign up to receive Pastor Jeff's weekly Real Hope email encouragement letter. You'll get that in your inbox every Friday morning, and it'll be a great encouragement to you. There, too, you can link to our social channels to hear from Pastor Jeff each week, and also download an MP3 of today's broadcast or any broadcast, and you can share it with your friends along with the sermon outlines. Again, go to fromhisheart.org and click the Listen tab. Thank you for taking your time to be with us today on From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, trusting you'll be here tomorrow for the next lesson from Pastor Jeff's series, Sticking Points. That's on Thursday for the lesson, Breaking the Chains of Guilt and Shame. And it's when we'll open up God's Word and share real truth, real love, and real hope from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more about that when you go to FromHisHeart.org.